This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 KLD, with the latest news from the North East Radio Club. Well, it's time for the North East Radio Club AGM, and it will be next Saturday, the 25th of July, at the North East Radio Club Club Rooms at 144 Smart Road, St Agnes. Get there at 2:15pm for a 2:30pm start. And the business side of the AGM should be completed by 3pm, when we will have a general knowledge quiz conducted by Mick, VK5MCH. The AGM meal will commence at 4pm. Now, the cover charge is $5 and you're requested to bring some sweets along to share. And if you so wish, you may also bring your favourite beverage along to enjoy. The next North East Radio Club amateur technical segment on VK5RHO 146.850 MHz at 3:30pm on Sunday the 26th of July, the subject will be the development of transistors. Well, there are five Fridays this month, and Sir Lancelot has been searching for a suitable venue. And he's also been getting lots of emails from the Modbury Hotel, which is where we had the fifth Friday lunch back in January. And they've been inviting us to come back. So Sir Lunchalot will book us in there for lunch on Friday the 31st of July. Well, that's all for now, folks. See you all at the AGM next Saturday. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5, KLD.
Now for the latest Weissen SA activities.
Hi, this is Adam, Victor Kilo 5, Golf Alpha for Weissen, South Australia. Coming up on the 25th of July, the Weissen SA Annual General Meeting is being held at the Scouts Australia Adventurous Activity Centre, Anderson Avenue, Glenelg North, starting at 10:45am. The usual sausage, sizzle and drinks will follow after the AGM, with a small donation required to cover the costs. Prior to the AGM, SA Pole is providing traffic marshal training for current Weissen SA members. Doors will open at 8:45am and the training will commence at 9:30am sharp. Upcoming events calendar. 29th of August, Barossa Rally. It includes 7-day stages and 3-night stages. Please check your calendar to see if you can volunteer, as we still require more volunteers to help support this event. To volunteer, go to rallybarossa.com.au and scroll down the page and select Register Now under the Volunteers area and fill out the form. 16th, 17th and 18th of October, Adelaide Rally. To volunteer for this rally, go to www.adelaiderally.com.au/volunteers and scroll down the page and complete the form. If you are interested in becoming a member of Weissen SA, please contact the secretary on secretary@sa.weissen.org.au. As per normal, this information will be posted on the Weissen SA Facebook group and vk5.au forum, with all the hyperlinks if you are able to volunteer for any of the rallies. Or you can contact myself via rally@sa.weissen.org.au for more information on any of the rally support. Cheers from Adam, Victor Kilo 5, Golf Alpha, on behalf of Weissen, South Australia.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. First up this week, we want to say thank you to Ivan, VK5RS, for his presentation at last Friday's meeting on how to design and fabricate printed circuit boards. It certainly generated a lot of interest with everyone who came along. Now, for our next general meeting, members are firstly reminded that this will be our annual general meeting. We are looking for some new committee members this year to join the team, as we say thank you to our past president, Jared, VK5ZQV, who is stepping down from the role after 3 years. If you feel you would like to become involved in steering AREG into the future, please consider nominating for the committee this year. At our AGM, we will also have a special presentation from Derek, VK5TCP. He has been developing a community-provided distributed receiver network for aviation, maritime and amateur radio traffic, built from an operator's perspective and opened up so anyone with an SDR and an antenna can join in. More advanced features and strategies will be discussed as part of the presentation, and currently it is integrating ADS-B, AIS, AM, FM, SSB, MeshTastic, MeshCore, scanners and remote switching, and much more. He continues to develop and expand the platform and is looking for others to use it and contribute if you can. This will be a fascinating look at what can be done with SDR technology today, and is certainly one not to be missed. The AGM will be held on Friday, August the 21st, at the Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court, Fulham. Doors will open at 7 p.m, with the AGM being held at 7:30 p.m. The technical talk will be held on the conclusion of the AGM, with tea and coffee served afterwards. Visitors are most welcome. We hope to see you there. Finally this week, a reminder for those with even a passing curiosity in fox hunting that the next Adelaide Fox Hunt will be held on Saturday the 1st of August, starting at 2 p.m. We will once more start from Lefevre Road in North Adelaide, with transmitters being heading across Bragg Park before we head out across the metropolitan area. If you don't have any gear of your own, don't worry. We have loan equipment available for you to come and try fox hunting. So that's all for this week, and remember, radio is magic. 73 from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Sunday, I mentioned that our resident EME aficionado, Chris, VK5MC, was hosting a visit to his shack. What an enjoyable day it turned out to be for those who attended. Although only one contact was had, VK4 Charlie Delta India on 1296 MHz, all present had a very informative and enjoyable morning. Chris is very knowledgeable and experienced with Earth-Moon-Earth contacts and has no hesitation in passing on his knowledge. Approximately 15 people attended on the day, including some from Geelong, but, unfortunately, a number were not able to be there because of winter illness, and we thank them for their consideration of others in staying away. The morning was followed up with a barbecue which was held in the Hatherley Community Hall. The weather turned out to be on Chris's side, as it only rained while everyone was inside the shack or the hall. It was clear outside while all present had a good look at Chris's home-built rotatable and tiltable dish. Because a number could not be there, Chris will possibly have a repeat visit in 2 or 3 months' time. Many thanks, Chris, for your generosity and willingness to share your knowledge. Our next event is a Southeastern Automobile Club timed road event, Car Rally, which will be held on Saturday, August the 15th, from late afternoon into the evening. The start headquarters will be at CX Motorsport Park, west of Mount Gambier. These small but important events are very valuable to us as they serve as a great platform for honing our skills in mobile operating. With so many pine plantations in our backyard, it can sometimes be a challenge to be able to hear or be heard at all the communication points, and we need to make sure that we have appropriate antennas on or near our vehicles to ensure 100% coverage. On occasion, we have needed to use a portable repeater to achieve this. That's all I have for you this week. And so, our members would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.